Okay, so we're here in the French Pavilion in the Venice Biennale. We're here with Tilly, and we're looking at... well, maybe Tilly, can you explain what we're looking at here?
Yeah, we went in this little village in the country of Mali, you know, at 200 kilometers from Bamako, and they have a problem because they want to look at the Africa's Cup, and they have no electricity to make it. So we say, oh, we can build with you a windmill to make electricity for your batteries. And the day after, in the morning, we go to cut trees, you know, in the forest, and we build, you know, a very simple delta. We go to Bamako to buy two big 200 liters cans, and we in one day we build a windmill who can charge batteries to look at the Africa Cup.
and as we're looking here at the pictures, a lot of the community had to work together to build this. Everybody who helped move these big trees to put it together.
Yeah, we go to see the chief of the village and we speak about our project, and he asked to all people of the village to be there in the morning the day after, and we go to forest, cut trees, carry and cut and make all the things around the mill. And in one day it was done, and now the old women come to dance because they are so happy to have electricity. Mm-hmm. And yes, very great time.
and you were, we saw an earlier film when you arrived in, and there was a big celebration of dancing for the arrival.
Yeah, we arrive in this village, and at night we arrive at 6 o'clock. At 8 o'clock, all the village were on the place, a big place of village, with musicians, balafonists and percussionists. They dance acrobatic dance. They dance for us, just for me and my nephew. It was so great, and we are thinking about the same people, the same Malian coming in the center of France alone, and we were thinking about what can arrive for this man, and I'm sure that never in all Europe you can find this kind of accueil, of welcome, incredible welcome, you know. I think that some of the solutions for the world come from Africa, because they are not too far. It's many things to do. They don't make the big error we make in Europe, you know, in our fortress Europe, you know, and they can't understand why we it's easy for us to go there, but they can't go in Europe, and they can't understand this. But it's a so great lesson of humanity, of simplicity, that it's when I see these pictures, my heart is so so ému. Je suis si ému.
Well, it looks absolutely amazing, and I think what you're saying there, the world is a certain way now, but there is solutions, and those solutions can be very simple. And
yes,
if it's people working together and
yes,
just, you know, doing what has to be done to make those things happen.
Yes, simple. We are going to return in Mali this winter with my nephew and with some other friends to to imagine some micro enterprises, you know, to find job and to invent some job who can very good for people, simple with simple with simple things and yeah, you can see now turning the windmill. Yes.
So this is really only the start. So this project was really the start of the relationship, the dialogue, and
yeah,
whatever else.
Yes.
So well, it's amazing. So we must bon voyage pour tout the rest of the adventure.
Thank you, Duncan. See you later in Africa, maybe.
Inshallah.